Hello.
Hello, Ms. Vasquez. This is Demonte calling back from Emergency Roadside. So the line disconnected, ma'am. I
Thank
was
you so
stating
much.
that I wasn't able to locate anything with the information that you provided, ma'am. The policy number that you provided was 0401-04120-212266. Is that correct for the policy number?
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
0401-04-12-02-1226. Is that correct?
No, the last five is 12626.
So it's 1-2-6-2-6.
Yes.
What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
22 Honda Civic Sport.
What's the color of the vehicle, ma'am?
Black.
Where exactly is the flat tire located on the vehicle?
On the left-hand side in the back by the gas tank.
So you have a flat tire on the rear driver's side, is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Type of service you will need on today. Well, you did state a tire change, is that correct?
Yes, I have my spare in the back.
With this tire change, I have a series of questions for you to answer. The questions may or may not apply to you. You respond yes or no.
Okay.
Is there a good spare tire in the vehicle?
Yes.
Do you have more than one flat tire?
No.
Does your vehicle have locking, hubcaps, and wheels?
Yes.
Do you have the key for those hubcaps and wheels?
Exactly, what are hubcaps and wheels?
Yeah, so what I'm asking, ma'am, is there a silver covering on the rim of your tire, or do you have regular stock rims on the vehicle? You don't have hubcaps.
No, I have regular stock rims on the vehicle.
So you do not have hubcaps, is that correct?
No, sorry.
And does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
No. I have all the tools needed with it.
No problem. Just to verify, and also I'm asking, like, does it require something to pull it or release it from where it's located, or can you easily remove it from where it's at?
The flat tire? I mean, the spare tire?
Yes. Yes, the spare. Can you easily pull it from where it's located?
Yes, it's in the trunk.
Oh, okay, no problem. And you will be the person with the vehicle. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Callback is 951-988-7089. Is that also correct?
Yes.
And can you also provide the address of where you and the vehicle is currently located for the jump start? Or for the tire change, my apology.
Give me a second. I'm like really in the middle of like a, like kind of like almost like going, okay, let me see. It's out of, let me see, hold on, give me 1 second. Okay. On Alabama Street, San Bernardino, it doesn't give me, it gives me coordinates because I'm not in exact location.
Yeah, so are you at a business, in front of a business, in front of someone's home address, anything of that sort, ma'am?
No, I'm not. I'm kind of in like one road that doesn't have any intersections for a while.
So there's no businesses nor homes where you are located?
No, there isn't.
So I did just send you a text message, ma'am, to your callback number. There should be a link within the message. You have to click the link within the message, and it should pull up the current location with your latitude and longitude. I will need the numbers for the latitude and longitude if it pulls up for you, ma'am. Did you receive that text message?
Yes, it said user denied the request for geolocation.
Yes, ma'am. So in order for me to dispatch someone to assist you with a tire change, I will need more information in order to dispatch someone where you are located, ma'am. Do you see any road signs, anything of that sort? It's just I wouldn't be able to dispatch anyone if I don't have, like, information on where you are located, ma'am.
I'm between the street. Okay, so I'm on the street that changes from to Palm Avenue into Alabama Street. It changes like that in between a 3rd Street.
Yes, is it possible for you to pull up your current latitude and longitude? Just not really from the state of California, so I really wouldn't know
Well,
where you're located, ma'am.
my coordinates are 34.1.
One second, one second. So that's your latitude and longitude, is that correct?
Yes.
No problem. Go ahead with the latitude, ma'am. 34.
34.10539 north.
And what's your longitude? It should be a negative number.
There's no negative. It just says 117. Point.
Yes, that's your longitude.
Oh, okay. 20896 west.
And you're in San Bernardino, is that correct?
Yes.
So with that latitude, longitude, it shows here that you is near a cross street, ma'am. Is there a cross
Yes.
street in front of you or behind you?
Behind me.
And do you know the name of the cross street?
It would have to be 3rd Street.
That is correct, ma'am. One second. It looks like there is also a business that may be on your right or left side. Is that correct, ma'am?
It's because I can't
maybe
see
a construction.
Anything. I can't see anything because it's like a kind of like a tall hill of dirt and rocks and trees, so I can't really see on the other side. And then on the right side it's just like a gate, like a fence, and I can't see beyond there either. It's just dirt and rocks.
No problem. No problem. So I'll do have the information notated, and also I will notate for the company to give you a call ahead of arrival just to prevent all confusion, ma'am. One second.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have you mapping located correctly. Just to let you will be aware, you are covered for your tire change on today. As of now, we'll
Okay.
be putting you on hold. I'll be right with you. One second.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.